8:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if we can move to a roll call.
Okay. Marty Derlin. Pierce. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
William Walker. Fadi Sabah.
Here, thank you.
Sarv Randhawa.
Here.
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Alan Minsky. Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Donna Warren. Here. Joe Montez. Deb Shafto.
Here.
Wendy Trill.
La Forest.
Wendy's here.
Teresa Allen. Barely, but yes. Patty Hesley
here.
Ray LaForest
here.
Bob Letterer
here.
Lisa Davis
here.
Ambrose Lane
here.
Mark Roberts
here.
Rob Robinson
here.
Zarina Shakir. And Lonnie, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, Madam Chair, we've got, let me see, 16 on the call.
Point of privilege, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
How do we mute ourselves?
#1.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're now moving to approval of the agenda, and I'll go ahead and read the agenda for streaming purposes.
I can't hear you very well.
She's sick.
Yeah, I'm a little sick. I'll try to speak up, though. We're now moving into approval of the agenda. I'll go ahead and read it for purposes of streaming. Public session is roll call, approval of minutes, bylaws amendment, volunteer and employee handbooks, and then we'll move into executive session. Again, approval of minutes, ED transition and next steps, general counsel selection, and then meeting adjourned. Are there any objections to approving the agenda or any additions to the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Fadi.
I'd like to add coordinating committee report back and input from the PNB on the Friday portion of the PNB meeting. Maybe that would be after the volunteer and employee handbook, which is the coordinating committee item.
Okay. Do you want to allocate a time for that, buddy?
I think 20 minutes would be more than sufficient.
Okay. Is there a second to Fadi's amendment?
About 10 seconds.
Amendment?
LaVarne.
10 minutes would be okay.
What was that?
10 minutes.
I'd like to propose 15 minutes. That's a good compromise. I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that? Okay. We'll accept that as a friendly amendment to the agenda. Are there any additional amendments?
Can I ask for a clarification, Fadi? You said add coordinating committee report. And what else did you say?
Report back on the Friday portion of the PNB meeting. The non-meeting gathering. I don't know what you'd call that portion in the morning.
Pre-meeting.
The pre-meeting.
Training.
Yeah.
On training. Okay.
Was Sarv, did you have a point of information?
Oh, I was just wondering if are we going to adjourn at 8:30?
That's my hope.
Okay, thank you.
Julie, it's Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I'd like to propose changing a few of the times.
Okay.
The approval of minutes under the public session. We have quite a few minutes to get through, so maybe if we could expand that from 10 to 15, and similarly for the executive session, approval of minutes 10 to 15. We may not make it all the way through, but now that we have a bunch of other items on our agenda, we have one major new item. I'm worried about losing people if we go too late, so we might have to put that over to another meeting, but at least we could make some headway that way. And then also the general counsel selection, I understand that we don't have the information tonight, so we could maybe chop that to 5 minutes. from 30.
That sounds good.
Okay, is there a second to...
I second that.
Okay, so moved and seconded. Are there any additional amendments to the agenda?
Well, Madam Chair, Mark, I'm a little concerned on the EG transition questions that are before us, that 30 minutes. I don't know what additional items have been added, but to me that's probably the most important thing before us, since it was this board's decision and some of the other business will carry over naturally to the next board. So I'd like to maybe 45 minutes to that question.
This is Patty.
Okay. Is there a second to Mark's first amendment?
I'll second that.
Okay.
I have a question. So what we're doing, Madam Chair, is just changing the entire agenda. We don't have to wait till executive session to change that part of the agenda?
No, because we're not discussing the content of it.
Okay.
We're just discussing the agenda item, which are publicly noticed.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Judy, this is Ray.
Yeah,
right. If we, I know Bob mentioned holding another meeting, it seems to me that we would have to, there's some issues that have to be addressed, including what's happening is the first PNB meeting in Washington. So maybe if we agree conditionally that we would have that meeting, let's say next week, then maybe we could leave the approval of the minutes to next week. And satisfied Mark's, you know, worry that we won't cover important issues.
I don't know what.
Okay. I would like to approve the agenda at least as it's before us, and then open up discussion around whether or not we meet next week. Once we approve the agenda, it doesn't seem to me to be a good kind of. I don't know, way to operate by not approving the agenda and going into that discussion. I understand what people's concerns are, but once we get to the first agenda item of approval of minutes, maybe we can have that discussion then, if that's amenable.
I move we approve the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
As amended?
I second the motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Is there anyone opposed? All right, hearing none. Then let's move to the first agenda item, approval of minutes. And Ray had just brought before us whether or not we want to meet next week and approve the minutes then. I don't know if folks are open to that discussion right now, if we want to see how much headway we can make.
Madam Chair, Mark here. I had a question.
Go for it.
Thank you. How many minutes are we talking about here?
Donna had sent out a series of, and count, Donna, I didn't actually get a full count of them.
I didn't really send out too many, but I reminded people that I had sent out all the rest of the minutes before. But we do
but
have, I'm turning
before.
The page, we've got 5 minutes, sets of minutes. To approve in open session, and 6 sets in executive session.
Okay, so 5 and 6.
11.
All right, thanks, Donna.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
I do kind of share the concern that between planning our public meeting and the you know complicated issues around the ED, that I think it would be wiser if we really focused on the kind of those pressing priorities tonight, and then schedule a meeting maybe a week from now to just once and for all plow through all of these minutes before the new board comes in and make sure that's squared away, and not feel constricted either because of time constraints tonight. Plus, I'm not even sure if all of the board members have had time to really look at them. Some of them, this is not a criticism. Donna's worked very hard, but some of them were just sent today. So I think it might work better if we just, bite the bullet and have one last meeting about a week
from now. So in the interest of time, can I just get a straw sort of poll of the board in terms of who would be available to meet next Tuesday? Donna,
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I'm available.
the idea is good, but there are, if you look at the schedule for next week, I believe there are committee meetings at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we would have to do it Friday or some other time.
Madam Chair, this is Mark. I cannot meet on Tuesday. Any other time I could work with, but I have class on Tuesday.
Well, the only, I guess the only dates that leaves us is Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, and or
it's also inadequate notice. Although we could adjourn this meeting
and do it, call a special meeting. Can't any two board members call a special meeting?
Madam Chair?
Yeah, Donna.
I want to say about the minutes that I think it's going to take a little while for people to actually get back on them. It's true. I think I sent out, I don't know, two of them today and three of them yesterday, and the other ones were sent out before. But I've had very little comment about it. I mean, the ones I sent out before, almost no comment, and just lately a couple of people did send some things on the minutes I just sent out. So I think, I hate to suggest this, but I honestly think that we probably need at least 2 weeks for people to actually send me their corrections, additions, so that I can send them out a final draft.
Okay, well, I feel like we're wasting a tremendous amount of time right now not doing anything. So I would suggest that we either schedule a meeting for next Friday or we move forward and approve whatever we can this evening.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
I move that we approve the minutes of October 28, 2005.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Yeah, I second Mrs. LeBarn.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the October 28th minutes. Is that what you mentioned?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, I move to postpone this set of minutes and all the other minutes until a special PNB meeting on Friday, January 20th.
Okay, is there a second to...
That's fine. Well...
Okay.
This is Bob. I second that.
It's been moved and seconded, and I believe that it's not debatable, so we need to move to a vote. Donna, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Any objections, maybe?
Oh, yeah, there is an objection right here.
Oh, okay.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
I object.
Okay.
Oh, you want to... Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I guess I was waiting for their objection. Okay, so we're going to vote on the closed debate.
No, okay. To postpone approval of minutes until Friday, January 20th.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the letter motion to postpone the approval of the minutes until... Huh?
All minutes
until Friday, January the 20th. Okay, here we go.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
The 20th is a Friday.
Yes.
Okay, so I should go ahead.
Yes.
Now, if, just a caution, if you were absent before... I will wait until I call the entire row, and then I'll come back and see if you came onto the call. Okay?
Point of information, Julie. Is there anyone that can't make it on the 20th?
I cannot.
Okay, that's one.
No. I might not be able to.
Yeah, no, you all can vote no if you can't make it on the 20th. This is not...
Well...
The motion to postpone isn't debatable. I'm sorry, that's not...
Is that a point of information? Can we just do the vote?
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
I believe the 20th is a Friday, not a Saturday.
It is a Friday.
So are we doing it Saturday the 21st or Friday the 20th?
Friday the 20th.
Thanks.
That was, Bob, that was your amendment,
correct?
Right,
correct.
Okay.
Like no one has anything to do on the weekend anymore.
All right, can we move to a vote, please?
Yes. LaVarne?
No.
Fatty?
No.
Sarv?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Julie? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Donna? I'll say yes. Deb?
No.
I'm sorry, Deb. What did you say?
No.
Okay. Wendy?
I pass.
Okay. Teresa? I'll come back. Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Okay, now coming back to the pass and to the absent. Marty? Steve? William? Alan?
No.
I'm sorry, Alan?
No.
Who's saying no?
Oh,
that's Teresa.
Not Director Alan. Alan Minsky.
I'm sorry.
Alan Minsky abstains.
Okay. Joe? Now, Teresa.
No.
Wendy?
No.
And I think that's it. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses.
Okay, so we're going to postpone the approval of the minutes until a meeting January 20th, which I will notice. And that will be the first agenda item. We're moving on to the next agenda item, the bylaws amendment. Donna, I don't know if you've received a report from either the LSB chairs or the secretaries regarding the vote of the LSBs on the bylaws amendment. I am aware, it's my understanding that it did not pass, but just to close off this agenda item, I wanted to see if we had an official vote from each of the LSBs.
Madam Chair, I did not receive anything from them, but I did, when I sent out the message, I asked them to respond directly to you.
Okay, and I haven't received anything either.
Okay.
And you and I can figure out how to contact them, but within the next, I guess before the January 20th meeting, could you and I divide up calling the LSB chairs and the secretaries to get that vote count so we can bring this to an end?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, and I'll give you a call offline about that.
Point of information?
Yes, Bob.
Could we just kind of informally, since we have people from all five stations on the phone,
yeah,
could we just informally, I'm sure somebody remembers whether it passed or failed at each station, just so we have a sense of where we're at, and then we can move on quickly.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Mark from D.C. I just wanted to say we did not take up the matter in terms of a formal vote.
Okay.
Which matter is this?
The bylaws amendment. Special directors meeting or whatever.
Okay, we sent that to the, and it didn't get agendized.
Right, it didn't, so it's still laying there in D.C.
How come? I mean, they just didn't hear
point of
you?
Order?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I sent it to the manager. I sent it to the chair of the LSB
twice. I believe that you need to recognize people before they speak, and I agree with Bob's comment that we should hear, but I don't think we should have discussion about each thing because we'll never get to our other business.
Yeah, I agree.
We could just find out what happened and move.
Point well taken.
Okay, and I'll call.
Julie?
One second. I'll call on each of the directors to give a report. If that director from that seminary doesn't know, then maybe the next director can. Wendy?
Well, I just was kind of wondering, so you guys sent it to them, but they just never got around to doing it, huh?
Can you all actually have this discussion either
yeah.
Email
right.
Or at some other medium, because I don't want to waste time right now.
Well, I just think it's kind of important. It's something facing the whole network, and it was like we announced it on all the radio stations. Did we announce it on PFW?
Mm-hmm. Wendy, I'm not going to entertain your. You know, we said that I gave the report. That's what happened in D.C., and why don't we just let it go at that? Answering your questions is not going to change that.
Thanks, Mark.
If you're asking me if KPFT voted on it, yes, we did. We held a special delegates meeting to vote on the issue of the bylaws amendment time change, and it did pass the KPFT delegates.
Okay, great. KPFA? Fadi, do you know whether or not it passed?
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead,
Sorry. I don't think we took it up.
No, it's definitely W.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is Bob. We had a special delegates meeting and voted on it, and it got more yes votes than no votes, but not enough yes votes to pass because the bylaws say a majority of the entire delegate group, not just a majority of who's ever attending that night. So then it failed. And I think this whole process, it's the First Amendment we've ever done as a board, so I think we need to learn some lessons about how to do it properly and, should move forward with the governance committee to figure out what to do with the election timeline.
Yeah, and making sure that LSBs entertain the issue, too, I think would be part of that lesson learned. KPFK did hold a special delegates meeting, and we did pass it. I think we were the first LSB to pass it. Thanks, everyone, for those reports, and we'll have more detailed kind of figures just to add in the minutes for our January 20th meeting. The next agenda item is the volunteer and employee handbooks. I know that, Bob, I know that you had a motion that you sent before the PNB today, and I know that Donna also had wanted to discuss the issue. So, Bob, if we could start with you, and then we'll move to you, Donna.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said that next is the volunteer and employee handbooks. Bob had sent around a motion to the rest of the board around the issue, and Donna had also expressed kind of concern or wanting to comment on it. So I said I would first call on Bob and then Donna.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. I wonder if I could ask perhaps if Ambrose could go first with just a little background as to what led to the preparation of this the volunteer manual, and then I can go into my motion.
Very simply, we brought on board a HR person with instructions to develop the structure from within, and at the same time, a gentleman down at T was working on one. We combined the effort and set it out to every board member, I think, in September.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Dave?
I'm curious, Ambrose. We got a packet that had versions for every unit. Am I correct that those were identical versions? So if we look at any one, we've covered.
Identical versions.
Great. Thank you.
One other thing that I wanted to just sort of add is that it was my understanding that these were kind of skeletal at first and that each station would be expected to kind of personalize it for their particular needs. So just to kind of add that in. And then it would come up for formal approval. I don't know if that's correct, Ambrose, but that was my understanding.
What we had hoped is that the board would seriously consider it, make whatever changes and corrections they felt necessary to make it and pass it would be applied to the stations.
Donna, back. I had a question. Yeah, I have a question. Ambrose, I noticed that in the Pacifica National Board packet for June 2005, in Berkeley, there was a draft of the handbook. And I'm just wondering, the latest draft that was sent to the stations and sent to the directors, is that the same as what was in our handbook in June 2005?
Incorporated some of it, yes.
Okay, so it's not all of it in its entirety, but it is some of what we had then. Okay.
Bob, did you have something to add on the list?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Julie.
No, I was just calling on you.
Oh, okay, sure. All right. Well, let me just add one other piece of information. Yolanda Thomas, the human resources director for Pacifica, is the one who kind of supervised the assemblage of this, and I just want to read, especially for the people listening online, a couple sentences from her cover page, which will put this in context. My hope is that this handbook can set a level of expectations for management and volunteers. This is not a final draft. I welcome your additions, edits, comments, and suggestions as we develop a working handbook for use by everyone. And then it says sections herein are lifted in whole or in part from similar manuals by KBOO, WRT, WMNF, KPFA circa 1986 and elsewhere. And it was compiled and edited by Ernesto Aguiar, who is the program director at KPFT, and Dwayne Bradley, who's the general manager at KPFT, and then coordinated by Yolanda Thomas. So that as a background for this motion, which I'm bringing. Okay, and I really applaud all of those people, especially Yolanda, for the hard work they've done to put this together. Okay, motion. Whereas the Pacifica National Office has issued a draft of a volunteer handbook, which is 52 pages long and covers a huge multitude of policies, procedures, and penalties, and is presently developing a draft revision of the 29-page 1996 employee handbook, and whereas the Pacifica National Board recognizes the need for Pacifica and its five stations to have written manuals for paid and unpaid staff, the latter term defined in the Pacifica bylaws as distinct from, quote, volunteers, unquote, and whereas the PNB also recognizes the care that must be taken in finalizing such manuals by including substantive input from all parties, particularly from the sectors most affected, that is, the many paid and unpaid staff members upon which the bulk of Pacifica programming and operations depend, and whereas the unpaid staff organizing committee at WBAI and several unions for paid staff recognized by Pacifica already have existing contracts, and thus it is essential to take the necessary time to make sure that no handbook is approved with policies that contradict contractual provisions and or station policies agreed upon pursuant to contracts that are already in effect. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB authorizes a period of no less than 6 months to provide a reasonable and sufficient time for members of the paid and unpaid staffs at all five stations, staff unions and associations, and all other stakeholders at Pacifica to peruse the proposed handbooks in detail and contribute language and points of reference that would allow said handbooks to reflect and include staff input, including but not limited to ensuring conformity to all existing labor contracts and agreements, as well as any relevant and prudent policies and guidelines already in effect, and be it further resolved that the PNB directs the executive director to work with the human resources director to solicit input from paid and unpaid staff, including unions, and management network-wide on a proposed process and timetable for deciding and approving the final policies and text to be included in the two manuals and to report back to the PNB with a proposal by the March PNB meeting. That's the end of the motion, and after there's a second, I'd like to speak to it.
Okay.
A second,
is there a second?
I do. This is Ray.
Point of information.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, Dave.
2 points, actually. First, you said March, and maybe I misunderstood, but
yes.
I thought you said 6 months, so that must be an intermediary step. More important question is, what is the status in that interim period of rules, regs, whatever, rights, responsibilities that volunteers are subject to?
Okay. The March, the idea here is that there's a two-step process. First, the PNB needs to decide what is the appropriate process for approving such a detailed, complicated document. Is it simply that we collect a lot of input and then we just approve word for word, you know, or which obviously I don't think is realistic, or is there some other process which I certainly am not, I don't have the idea now, and I think we should actually get input from the people affected as to, you know, there, as somebody alluded to, differences between the stations, which is a very real issue. So it may not be, there may be parts that are approved nationally, parts that are particularized. So I just think we need time to decide the process for approval, and March seemed like, you know, a reasonable time for that. But meanwhile, we don't have to wait for that to put this on the website and put it out and say, here's a draft, start collecting feedback from everyone and anyone. And 6 months seems a reasonable time for this huge number of policies and rules that are set forth to go through each one of them painstakingly. So now your second question, I think Ambrose could better answer, but my understanding is Pacifica has never had a document like this before. So, that, you know, each station has policies. Some of them are written. Some of them are in a handbook. Some of them, I think, are just in, you know, memos that come out now and then and are not collected in any one central place. Ambrose, did you want to add to that?
Well, we had a document like this 10 years ago.
For the network?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I don't know what happened to it, but we had it.
Donna?
Patty?
Back?
Also Patty on the stick, please. Okay,
and,
go ahead.
I would like, when I can, I'd like to speak in support of my motion.
Okay, I just recognize Donna, and then
okay.
I'll put Patty on the stack, and then I'll have you go, Bob.
Thanks.
Go ahead,
when
Donna.
When I saw that this handbook that Yolanda Thomas wanted us to comment on the handbook, my first reaction was, oh, my goodness, we don't have, I mean, there's no way that we can comment on the handbook. So a lot of the things that Bob is saying I see as being very valid. I kind of would like to, I'm not making an amendment at this time, but I'm thinking that I would like to kind of simplify it a little bit and call for a task force being represented by people, union, non-union, people from each station and management, and for them to give us a timetable for, and not just we're going to, you know, say that we're going to do it and then we just put it, forget about it, but to actually have call for leadership right now to form a task force maybe within the next 2 weeks, and then that task force would get together by emails, by telephone, telephone calls, teleconferences, whatever, and they will give us a timetable. In fact, I think the person to head this task force should be Yolanda Thomas, our HR director, but to make sure that we have people representing the affiliates, each one of the sister stations, management, staff, paid and unpaid. So, you know, I'm sure they could take a lot of the ideas that that Bob has put forth in his motion, which is very long and very complicated, and maybe come back to the PNB, or at least report periodically to the PNB on timetables and on how they feel they should address this finalization of the handbook.
Okay, Patty?
Yeah, this is Patty. I'd like to make an amendment. I would like to put let me see.
And while Patty's thinking about that, Bob, please send your motion, please, to me.
I posted it about 2 hours ago to the PNB listserv.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let me look for it then.
This is Teresa. Can you put me on a stack?
Yeah, you're after Bob.
Just point of order. Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
How much time do we have remaining for the item?
We have 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. In the fourth whereas, I'd like to add the word bylaws after the word contradict. Handbook is approved with policies that contradict bylaws, contractual provisions, and or station policies. In the therefore be it resolved, the last sentence, ensuring conformity to all existing bylaws, comma, labor contracts. And in the be it further resolved, work with human resource directors, solicit input from paid, unpaid staff, listeners, and management. I'd like listeners inserted in there. I think that's it for now. My reason for that is that the institution seems to keep getting forgotten all the time due to either somebody wants a contract like Democracy Now or, you know, something else goes on and we forget about the institution itself. So I'd like to make that point. Bylaws, that's what's protecting our institution. And then here, as far as that, I think listeners also have a right to be involved in this to some degree because we always need a balance with the staff. We need the listeners to be there also. So that's my reason and argument.
And okay. Thanks, Patty. Is there a second to Patty's amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. Patty, make sure you send it to me, please.
Okay.
Okay, Bob.
Okay. This concept, this approach that I laid out before came out of a resolution last week from the WBAI Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee, which was certainly welcoming that there was, you know, some effort to put together a coherent manual, but concerned by the draft that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, was drawn from several other stations, that there's a lot of provisions that seem very problematic for a variety of reasons. Not that anyone has had time to go through this, you know, in meticulous detail, but just on a very fast read, there's some things that are, you know, potentially troubling that directly affect the day-to-day work of the unpaid staff. And starting with just even the title of it as a volunteer handbook as opposed to an unpaid staff handbook, which is not a semantic distinction. It has an impact on kind of rights and responsibilities. But in any case, there's just many, many complexities to this and many policies that, in a way, have been waiting for somebody to sit down and codify them. And so it's a good thing that that's forcing some discussions like issues like the on-air policy, meaning can you criticize management, and if so, in what way and under what circumstances, and FCC enforcement, just a myriad of questions, both technical and policy-wise. And so it's really crucial to allow the time to do it right and not rush it through in the name of some general urgency about getting rules on the books. I think it's far more important to get them with input, broad input, than to just get them done, period. I think that Donna's idea is interesting about a task force. It's just this particular moment is a little bit of a difficult moment for us to set up a task force, both because we're an outgoing board, we have an incoming executive director, and so it seems like maybe we could hold that till the January 2, the in-person meeting at the end of this month, as far as, you know, setting up a specific group of people designated to do this. But I agree, Yolanda Thomas should help coordinate this, and I did speak to her about the concept of the six-month period for input, and she was very supportive of, you know, moving with that approach.
Point of order,
Madam Chair.
I believe we're at time and need to dispense with the question.
I move to extend 10 minutes. This is Wendy.
I second that.
Okay.
I object, but I'll withdraw it if no one else does.
Are there any other objections aside from Dave? Okay, hearing none, we're going to extend for 10 minutes.
I'd like to be honest, actually.
And Madam Chair, Mark as well.
Yeah, I got you, Mark. Wendy, is there anyone else that would like to be added at this point? Okay, Teresa.
Hi. I was just wondering if it's at all possible to make this a shorter period of time. I remember when I was speaking with Ambrose in September about the board meeting in Houston, and he said that Yolanda was working on this. So actually, 4 months of work's already been put into this, and I'm just thinking, you know, does it really have to be that long to approve an employee handbook or the volunteer handbook?
I know that group processes sometimes take longer than one person, and it's necessary that we, I think, have a template and that everybody be consistent. But I think if we could maybe work with either a committee that works with governance or something, I would like to make the period a little shorter than 6 months. It just seems like if we put our minds to it, it shouldn't take that long.
Very hard to hear you, Teresa.
I'm sorry.
You began to fade out.
I'll say it in two words. Make it short. Oh, no, make it short. Three words. Make it shorter, the period of time.
Okay. Mark?
First of all, I think that the broader scope that we're contemplating here is not something that a lame duck board should be undergoing. I think it's something that will have to be dealt with the next board, and I don't think it's something that we can solve between now and then. Having said that, though, just for the record, I do want to, as advice to whoever the new board members are, I think there's a couple of things we have to be concerned about here. One, I do not think that the HR director should be the architect of the employee handbook, since that person is themselves an employee and subject to, hire and fire by the ED, et cetera. I think that what we have to be is careful here that one of the things that we kept saying, at least I heard for the last 2 years, is that the Pacifica board sets policy. And we had all these tug of wars with EDs and whatever about who set policy. And yet now we seem to be deferring to so many other individuals to set policy for the network. I don't want to defer to an unpaid staff, which, with all due respect to New York, to me is a volunteer. I don't want to defer to employees and staff throughout the network, some of whom I believe have become too powerful to decide what the terms of engagement will be. I think that's for the policy for the board to set, and I think we need to have consultation with individuals, including HR people, but I don't think that that's something that should be written from the bottom up. I don't think any organization writes their employee handbook or their volunteer policy or their unpaid staff policy that way. So I think we need to be careful, and I would advise the next board to have some muscle and decide for themselves in consultation what policies they want to set and do it that way, as opposed to letting everyone bubble up in committee and tell them what the policy ought to be.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wendy?
I just want to remind everybody where we've been and where we are now. In the last 10 years, we saw, now that's all I'm familiar with is the last 10 years, but we saw regimes of extremely repressive rules. They had rules for everything, and there was always some piece of paper to point to say what you were doing wrong. And what we ended up having after all the settlements and lawsuits and regime changes is basically free-for-all. We now have no policies for anything that anybody respects. And so I think this is a step in the right direction, that we need to have some rules. They're there to protect people as well as be able to protect the foundation. But I also want to say that, a lot of this handbook that we're talking about originated from my station. When I first read it, I freaked out, about the volunteer handbook, and I'm just going, okay, I went so far as to argue that how dare you put it out in PDF so I can't comment on every little thing. Well, anyway, so there is some work that needs to be done on it. I totally agree. I want to point out that we received this as PNB members before the October meeting in Houston, and it might have even been before that it was supposed to happen in September, but it got postponed. I don't know. We got this thing, and I can tell you right now that the members of the PNB have not read the thing properly. So and it's now 3 months later. And so I just want to say that I think, too, I agree with Teresa that 6 months is too long. Everybody's just going to wait until the last month before it, I think. And I would move to amend and say that the input is due in 3 months.
May
I'll
speak,
second
Madam
that.
Chair?
Okay, there's a second to what.
And this is Ray.
Was that Dave I heard originally?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave.
And Ray after, please.
Yeah, realistically, you can't do it in 3 months, particularly you have a new ED coming in. And, you know, you have new board members who are going to get oriented, and this will not be their first priority. I think 6 months is appropriate. I'll be voting no on the amendment. And after Ray, I intend to call all pending questions because I think we're at time.
Oh, okay. Ray?
Actually, I agree with Dave. I was just going to point out that the last paragraph, be it further resolved, specifically addressed the issue of having the executive director looking at the process with other individuals. So that it's not what Randy said, that that it would start now and that everybody would do it at the end, that so that by March there would be a report of what progress is being made and an evaluation of how this can, you know, be finalized.
I call all pending questions.
Okay. The question's been called. Are there any objections?
You know, Julie, I'll withdraw the 3 months, but I would just say, you guys, we got to do it.
I'm sorry, I seconded it. Okay,
I'm sorry, all right.
The questions have been called on all, pending motions in the amendment. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, we're going to vote first on the amendment, on the Sherrill amendment, and then next on the main motion.
The Heffley amendment.
Yeah, Heffley, I think, amendment, right?
Right.
Oh, that's okay. Right. I apologize.
And then the main motion was letter.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay.
So first, the Sherrill Amendment, which changes the timeline from 6 months to 3 months. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move to a vote.
Okay. Okay. The Heffley Amendment changing the timeline. How do you vote?
Sherrill Amendment.
The Sherrill Amendment changing the timeline.
Oh, the Sherrill Amendment?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got, and then we have Patty's
yes.
amendment, too. Oh, okay.
We're entertaining the Sherrill Amendment.
Okay, the Sherrill Amendment. How do you vote? Rob?
I'm sorry.
Changing it
yes,
from,
I vote yes.
Okay, that's from 6 months to 3 months, Madam Chair? Did I get
yes.
that wrong?
Yes.
Yes, it's the Sherrill Amendment. Changing the timeline from 6 months to 3 months.
Okay, great. Okay, and I'm sorry, Rob, you said?
Yes.
I said yes. Are we changing the order in which we vote?
Well, no. I change it up.
Yes. Why?
Okay.
Make sure everyone's awake.
Keep you on your toes.
Keep you on your toes. Okay, Mark?
A pass.
Okay. Ambrose?
Yes.
Lisa?
Pass.
Bob?
No.
Ray?
Nope.
Okay. Patty?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Let's see. Joe's not here. Donna? 6 months to 3 months. I abstain. Okay, the chair. Alan?
I abstain.
Okay. Dave?
No.
Sarb?
Pass.
Okay. Adi? Adi, are you there? I'll come back. LaVarne?
Yes.
Okay. Coming back to the passes. Mark.
I'll stay.
Okay. Lisa.
No.
Okay. Sarv.
I abstain.
And Fadi. Fadi Sabah. No vote. Okay, I think that's everybody. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is that you, Fadi? No, okay. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we're moving on to the next amendment, which is the Heffley Amendment.
Can I ask, this is where I can ask a point of information from the on the vote that we just had?
Yes.
from the maker of the motion. Since the last paragraph, be it further, says that we would meet in March and hear from the executive director on progress, and this is about the time for the whole motion now. This is clearly affecting that. How does this is Wendy's motion? How do you see changing that? If at all.
You know what, I need to, let's see, so we're going to meet in March to talk about, let's see, network proposed process and timetable for deciding and approving the final policies. I don't see why, I mean, okay, so you get your input, I don't see why there needs to be any change, because, yes, then once we have input, then we'll argue about the process and timetable, I guess.
Okay, I don't want to reopen discussion on this. The what the amendment was is to make the process 3 months as opposed to 6 months.
So this is where I was just pointing out the last paragraph says that this should be done in 3 months. So that was halfway through the whole process. So the logic would say that this would happen in a month and a half or something. Or
then the new executive director will need to provide process within half that time, so within a month and a half.
Oh.
So we just readjust the timeline.
This is Patty.
I'm not reopening discussion on this.
Right.
So we're now going to the Heffley Amendment, which injects bylaws in whereas number four and a couple of others. Would folks like Patty to reread where bylaws would be injected?
Yes, please.
Patty, can you please reread your amendment?
Okay, in the fourth whereas, it says, whereas USOC and several unions for paid staff recognized by Pacific already have existing contracts, and thus it is essential to take necessary time to make sure that no handbook is approved with policies that contradict bylaws, contractual provisions, and or station policies agreed upon pursuant to contracts that are already in effect. And then at the next, therefore be it resolved in part to pursue on all other stakeholders at Pacifica to pursue the proposed handbooks in detail and contribute language and points of reference that would allow said handbooks to reflect and include staff input, including but not limited to ensuring conformity to all existing bylaws, labor contracts, and agreements, as well as any relevant and prudent policies and guidelines already in effect. And then in the be it further resolved that the PNB directs the executive director to work with the human resources director to solicit input from paid and unpaid staff, including unions, listeners, and management network-wide in a proposed process and timetable for deciding and approving the final policy. So, does it? Bylaws, and listeners.
Okay, thanks, Patty. Now we'll move to a vote.
Are there objections?
Are there any objections?
Yeah.
Okay, hearing none, then we will vote on the main motion as amended.
Okay.
Would folks like to reread the motion?
It's not long.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections?
No.
For the motion as amended? Okay, hearing none, then the motion carries, and Bob, I would just recommend talking with Yolanda ASAP since the timeline is much shorter than anticipated.
Okay. Thank you.
Figuring out how best to coordinate.
And, Patty, please send me your amendments.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the coordinating committee report back. We did hold a meeting of the coordinating committee. It wasn't the full coordinating committee, and so we weren't able to get into the level of discussion that we had wanted to about the PNB in-person meeting coming up at the end of January. But one of the things that we had wanted to do was to make some suggestions or recommendations for a sort of, I guess, a PNB, what's the word I'm looking for? Sorry, my brain's clogged. To make some recommendations for kind of
orientation.
An orientation. Thank you, book for the incoming PNB, which included, potentially a copy of the bylaws or roles and responsibilities of boards and of directors, basic things that would be a good kind of orientation and introduction to folks, maybe some of whom have never served on a board. And so that was one of the discussions we wanted to have at least initially and come to you all with recommendations. But as I mentioned, there weren't that many members on the call, and so we figured we can take some of those recommendations now. The other thing that we came out of the meeting with is requesting that the board meet in person on Friday during the day prior to the actual public session to have a pre-board meeting, potentially training or some other orientation as well. And that was something that we wanted to bring to the board for recommendations that then we would make to the national office. And so I'll open it up.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I don't think we actually achieved quorum. Our only formal action, we discussed some of those points, but our only formal action was to schedule a meeting for next week, at which time we were going to deal with those things. So perhaps we should move the discussion. I mean, we could hear input now from the board during the few minutes we have, since we're going to meet again on the 20th and the coordinating committee will have met before then. We could make our recommendations then and vote on them then and just take the input now for however much time we have left.
Madam Chair, this is Mark.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair.
I'd like to comment on that.
Go ahead.
Okay. And as you all know, I have this whole thing about how the coordinating committee is not the executive committee, though it sometimes tends to act that way. And I think that this is it's not for the coordinating committee to decide how the January meeting should be upheld. There's nothing in the bylaws that empowers it to do so, and so I don't think we should hold off until the coordinating committee to stop anything. They're not coordinating. Coordinating is one thing, who gets what paper when. This is not coordination. This is a discussion about how the transition should be handled, and I don't see how that's the purview of this committee, which, again, by the bylaws, is restricted from performing as an executive committee.
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond.
Okay.
The coordinating committee is supposed, under the bylaws, to coordinate board activities between meetings. It's exactly appropriate for the board to organize the board activities between the meetings. And what I just said was that the coordinating committee would come to the full board on the 20th with its recommendations for board approval.
Well, and what I'm saying,
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, please,
I
want to be recognized. I don't want the second floor, please.
Yes, I heard you, Fadi. Go ahead. And Mark, I'll get back to you.
I put this on the agenda. My phone battery died. So now that I'm back, what we wanted to do is we know that the PNB last year as a whole felt excluded from organizing the event in L.A. Before the meeting, the Friday event program. And what we wanted to do is try to get some input from the community. That's one. And so we could do it here by telephone. We could do it electronically, give us some input. We are going to meet again, which will approve the coordinating committee's recommendation. Obviously, the final approval is to the full board. But like Dave said, the coordinating committee is to coordinate. We had a skeleton crew of people present last time, and so this is what we try to do, and I think that's a very important duty.
Madam Chair?
Okay. Thanks, Fadi. Before we get into an argument as to whether or not and how the coordinating committee deals with this, are there recommendations for what the board should do on the Friday prior to in terms of the pre-meeting? I know that that was a suggestion that was brought up. This is not to say that there will be a Friday pre-meeting, but, if folks think that's a good idea, please voice it now. And if so, what are your recommendations for what the board would do during that time, be it training or orientation?
Patty here.
Yes, Patty.
I would like to see an actual professional person give the board instruction on what our fiduciary responsibilities are as directors, actually what we really are responsible for, and, you know, how best to carry that out. I'm not really interested that much. We had the vision one last year. I think we really need board training that tells us what, how we're responsible and all that. That's what I would like.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
And Madam Chair, this is Mark.
Okay, I heard Sarv, Dave, and then Mark. Go ahead, Sarv.
Then Patty,
please. Myself?
Yes.
I'm acknowledged? Madam Chair, I think that I agree. I happen to agree with Patty, happily. I think the orientation should be geared towards, I think the closest that came to most appropriate training or orientation was the one that was done in Houston last year. I think we had a good combination of a person who delineated the responsibilities of a director and how to fulfill its obligations to the foundation.
Uh-huh.
And it was a legal training. He was a legally trained person.
B. Fahim?
Yes, I think that's the person. And he did a good presentation. And I think it was also balanced with Pacifica Mission. There was another lady there who was in the training. And she did a really, really a good job in trying to bring forth all the good aspects of Pacifica and why we are there. So I think it's a combination of that. One is our obligation. The other one is our Pacifica Mission. And I think that kind of a training I've been in favor of. So I just want to say my two minutes. So, thanks.
Madam Chair,
LaVarne. If I'm not going to yell at you every minute, you're not going to do your homework?
Okay, LaVarne, I have you on the stack. And Fadi, I have you as well.